because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. Today is Sunday, September the 16th. We're doing the afternoon hour. And, it's September's gone. But we got a new date in September. And actually, there's a date in September that I was really looking forward to this weekend because something has really changed in my life. And so I had this date and I'm going like, wow. September 20th is going to be a great day because a friend of mine has found raw milk around Fredericksburg. Can you believe it? I can't. I have a hard time finding raw cow's milk anywhere. You know, I could find some raw goat milk, and that's about 20 miles away. And raw milk is actually, I don't know, is better for you. And they say pasteurizing is a good thing. And I say, yeah, but killing food is just killing food. But anyways, here on the Republic of Texas radio show, we talk about a lot of things, and I wanted to talk about raw milk just for a little bit, but there's something else happening on September 20th that you should, well, keep your ears out for, or your rectangle out, or whatever, watch your TV, radio, / whatever. September 20th, they will be doing another emergency announcement. Right. So, you know, remember last year they were ramping up on the emergency alert system. You know, they're sitting there going, OK, we're going to sew it all together. So when El Presidente wants to speak, he can speak to the masses and tell you all what for and what not. Well, he's going to try it this Thursday, September 20th. So what we'll expect to hear is the little blah, 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 on the radio, on the TV, and received on your little rectangle, your smartphone / tablet / whatever you communicate with. And it's supposed to be an address from President Trump. Now, that's kind of fascinating. I wonder if that was made or being done to sell more smartphones, because as the snowflakes receive the text messages from Donald Trump, I'm sure one or two iPhones will hit a wall. And that's kind of neat to talk about. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, are you out there? Maybe you want to give us a call in here and weigh in on the emergency alert system, what you've heard about it. I just got that information a little bit ago. Don't know that it's going to be much more than a snowflake depressurization day. But, you know, it's part of the control grid. It's probably what they're going to be using to, well, screw with us in the future. You know, being able to tell, you know, what not, what for. But I want to start with Doc because, wow, raw milk. I know, Alan, actually, you've got some already. And you got some here locally. Doc, here's my question for you. Several years ago, they demonized raw milk. Right. They said, no, you know, pasteurization, and they started throwing dairy farmers into jail. Now, these raw milk people are kind of in a place where it's almost like they're selling contraband, almost. Well, and so they're kind of a little bit look behind your back. And who is that person? And why does he wear those shoes? Is it that sketchy over there in Houston? It's not that sketchy. Right. But are they in danger? Because around here, I guess they feel that way from what I'm told.
Well, yeah, I think they all are afraid because every time you turn around, somebody's trying to make it more difficult for them. Out where there's a little place called Grauman Farm outside of Houston in Cypress area or Tomball. And they had some inspector come in and he decided he didn't like something, so he wouldn't let them make butter anymore. And their butter was absolutely fabulous. So they're always dealing with silly regulations of people that don't understand dead food versus live food.
Mm. You know, they. I'm looking here on the web, and it says, how dangerous is raw milk? And the raw unpasteurized milk can carry dangerous bacteria, Doc. That's dangerous. Such as Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, which can be responsible for numerous foodborne illnesses. That's terrible, Doc. Just kidding. You know, we can get sick from so many different things, and they're protecting us from milk while destroying the milk that they give to us. Alan, I was sharing with you my problems with milk, right? And everybody wants to use this term, lactose intolerant. And I just think that the term is actually ignorant, because this product that they sell over the counter, you know, even the organic milk, the vitamin D organic milk, is some kind of a product where they take all the cows and they milk them all together into a $55,000 or gallon tank, and then inject them with a bunch of whatever they put in there to make sure that the sick cows don't actually, you know, can't hurt you. I know they do that kind of stuff, but it really has a toll on your body. You've noticed that with milk lately, haven't you, Alan? Or it's probably been a while.
If you'll notice, yeah, if you drink actual raw, fresh milk, you don't get that phlegmy stuff that you get from drinking milk a lot of times. I guess that's the histamines or something like that that cause that. And, raw milk, it's they do fear it, because that would actually make people healthy again. If it is supposedly, you know, we're not supposed to drink this except for when we're babies. You know, we're not made to drink it or anything, but actual real raw milk does actually have a lot of beneficial parts in it. Yeah, I mean, I've just been sitting here going through back through some of my school books. I found a cell in molecular biology and what cells uptake and what they need, and it's I don't think things have changed in 30 some odd years since I've had these classes.
Yeah, see, if human beings are, am I going to get in trouble for using human beings? I don't know. We have a chat room, which you can correct me if I'm wrong, and that's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Please come on. I see Mer Bailey's in there, and it is noontime. Well, yeah, it is noontime. That's why we started. Anyways, what I was saying is, cow milk isn't as good for you as, let's say, goat's milk, right? It has some nutritional value. But we eat it, right? Because it's part of what our culture drinks and eats. As for should we? I don't know. Argue corn. You know, is corn got anything good? It's tasty.
Well, you know, Steve, I'm sitting here right now watching some camel racing. And I've actually seen over in the Middle East where they milk their camels and drink raw camel milk. I don't see them trying to stop the Arabs from drinking raw camel milk. So what the hell is the deal with us?
Well, camel milk has got to be a little bit different, right, Doc?
Well,
you ever studied raw camel milk?
No, but it is very common. I've seen where they drink it, and I've seen people in the Travel Channel go to places where they drank camel milk and they liked it and it was just fine. The big thing, you brought up lactose intolerant, and what I found over the years, because we did a lot of consults and I always gave raw milk, goat and cow, both good for you, different taste. But what I found is anybody that ever told me they were lactose intolerant really was just allergic to bad dead food. And when you gave them raw milk, they had no problem at all.
Yeah, the pasteurization kind of ruins most things on the shelves. And, well, most foods. I mean, when you really look at it realistically, how long is the shelf life of flour once it's changed from a wheat berry into flour, Doc? Is it like 20 minutes?
Usually after Grandma would process the grain to make bread, she better cook it within an hour at the latest, or it was starting to go bad because it's alive.
And then the raw foodies say you shouldn't cook it at all. You know, it's just you know, chew the grain. But I guess wheat is a lot like milk, where it's not a product that's very hugely nutritious. It shouldn't be a staple. It's kind of it's nice. I mean, we all like bread for some dang reason. But why does everybody also, Doc, and I guess I'm skipping channels here, why do they always think that they have gluten intolerances? Where the heck is that coming from? I know we've talked about it before. But
gluten is very important. Gluten is part of that. one cell makeup that separates your gut from the other stuff. So without gluten, we'd be in trouble. And gluten also gives your dough the ability to be flexible and do things with it, or you have concrete. But where gluten got the bad name is processed grain is bad for you. And they don't let it sprout. They don't ferment it. They don't soak it. They don't do the things that grandma used to do because they're trying to process it. Now, some companies are getting better and they're doing it right again. But they break the grain up from the wheat and they separate, and then they sell part of it to cattle. So the cattle get part of the wheat and the people get the other part we call the flour, and nobody gets anything worthwhile. So when you get good natural wheat that hasn't been destroyed, it's good for us and it does serve a good purpose. And again, I tell people, I don't care what religion you are, look at the history books, look at the Bible. It's a great history book. Even if you have to look at five translations, you'll still find out that wheat and milk and things were from the beginning of time.
And Doc, this gluten intolerance stuff didn't just come in about, well, what, mid-80s when Roundup and everything was starting to be used?
Absolutely.
I don't remember gluten intolerance when I was young. I don't remember everyone around me having gluten intolerance.
No, nobody did. This is a man-made junk to, come down hard on grain, but we never had any problems before.
Wow. Huh. I'm looking back and I'm trying to, check Alan's statement with my life, right? And I'm like, what year, at 84, are you talking about? Because I had sinus issues and a bunch of allergy issues when I was a kid. But my sinus problems really didn't start occurring until about those years where it would just get bad. And I don't know. I wonder if a lot of my problem was just milk. Amazing.
Steve, that's about the same time that a lot of stuff came on market. I mean, that's when aspartame was approved about that same time for use. Roundup came in. There's all kinds of things that came in when good old Ronnie Reagan got in, and our trusted friend Rumsfeld was in there, one of the major stockholders in the aspartame industry. And, that's about when, if you think back, that's about when, starting in the 90s is when you really started seeing people becoming unhealthy and everyone becoming a lot more overweight.
Yeah, it's like they're attacking us. Well, no, they are attacking us. I'm sorry, I get that wrong every once in a while, pretending that the whole thing is designed to keep you healthy, because it's not. Really, it's designed to separate you from everything, right? Your body, your life. And I can't see it any other way, personally. Seriously, they go, well, that's a big conspiracy when the food is all garbage. When I say that it's all garbage, it mostly is. You can go into the stores. And I remember when I first moved to Fredericksburg was after I got that understanding 10 years ago that, wow, everything that they feed you is junk, right? It's got chemicals in it. It's not necessarily good for you. The FDA is not your friend. They're not trying to take care of you. They're trying to stay alive themselves. They're taking money from outside sources. The outside sources can sell anything if they have money. It's not about anything except here's an argument you can get into. Are they purposely trying to kill you? Can you answer that question? Because it sure seems that they are. With this Monsanto thing, definitely they've been in the know for a long time. But Alan, can you just go with it's just about greed? It wasn't about intentional evil people trying to kill people.
I don't know, Steve. That's a good question. But you think about it, it's like, okay, why are we one of the, if not the only country that when they make their plastic products, they add BPA to it? Other countries don't allow that crap, and they don't do it over there. BPA is something that's added to our plastics for some reason that's not just apparently a sheer profit motive. Because if they were doing that, then every other country would have to fall in line. There's all kinds of strange things, Steve. We know that our soil is depleted, and adding a synthetic fertilizers.
Yeah.
We'll make the plant grow, and it'll be a nice looking bean or corn plant or something, because it can use those nutrients to build itself. But as far as our nutrition and our bodies being able to assimilate what is grown, no, it's, we have certain very selective receptor sites on all of our cells, and all of the enzymes and everything that are in our bodies are made to react in a certain way with a certain structure of molecule. And if it's a synthetic molecule, it might have the same atomic makeup as the natural substance, but it is not ordered in the same exact sequence, in the same shape, if you want to call it that. So it will not fit and bind to the receptor sites that it needs to be assimilated by our cells.
All right. Therefore, it doesn't help. It's useless. It's a,
basically,
you know.
Yeah.
And but here, my question is, is this on purpose, or is this just because of greed, right? And I think it's on purpose. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, after doing a lot of research, like looking at this, what these people, they call themselves Luciferians, are, you know. There are people, they're not nice. They are not nice. They might pretend they're nice. Let's just take a look at, I guess we're going a direction I didn't really plan on going, but who cares? Look at Hillary Clinton, and I don't mean you have to look at her, because that's not so fun. But you think about what this person does, what this person says, how she says it, how deceptive she is, and you go, oh, yeah, she's just some really nice person. You got to be on some good crack to think that she's a very nice person. But what does she believe spiritually and morally? Does she have any? Right? I don't know, Alan. When you start talking Luciferians and so forth, how do you even tell anybody about that group of people? I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
It's hard to say, Steve, because, you know, apparently our memory is so short. You know, like I said, I grew up in Arkansas. I know people who actually knew the Clintons when they were, you know, like, you know, pre-college, not really high school, than most of the guys I know, but, you know, got into college, I know some people who knew them. And they've basically been that way the whole way, that same way since people that I knew them, you know, knew them. So, yeah, evil people, yes. People who are raised completely different, with a complete different mindset than the most of us decent people out here, yeah, they look down on us. It's like us going out and, you know, putting some Amdro on a fire ant mound or something. They really don't want us here. They want to be able to go out and enjoy the countryside and the world around them without having us pesky little fire ants, you know, occasionally crawling up on their feet and ankles and biting them, singing them. So, you know, it's like my sister-in-law, you know. It took a big kick in the ass for them to realize that there are people out there evil enough that will make a vaccine that will make your child autistic and basically not a fully functional person. They can be brought around, certainly, you know, a lot of them can, but not all of them, because it's every, you know, the autism syndrome spectrum is different in every individual. Different things bring it on. Are there cofactors? I would say so, probably Roundup and some other stuff. I'd like to see statistics on autism in as far as rates. Are they in agricultural areas where a lot of Roundup is used, you know, like up in Iowa and Kansas, Illinois, places like that, where there's a whole lot of, you know, big fields and farming and a lot of giant factory farming. I'd like to know, see if there's concentrations of autism rates, you know, if this is a vaccine only, or if other things are included in it. It took a really hard kick in the ass. But now they understand that there are people out there evil enough that will make a vaccine that will basically destroy a child's life for life.
Some of them,
but
do.
They don't want to admit that they really want to get rid of like 90% of us.
Some of them do understand that that's true. And I think last year I only bumped into two people, you know, going through my life that tried to convince me that their kids were, well, one was killed and one was harmed by vaccines. And they tried to convince me of that. And I said, I don't need to be convinced, right? You know, I've already heard. I get bump into one of you guys a year or two, or hear from a lot of people. There's something wrong. There's definitely something wrong. And just because you've got a shot doesn't mean, well, you know, I don't know. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio will be right back Sunday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. We've been talking a lot about raw milk. Hey, I want to just bring this on really quick. And Doc, I'll get your comments here after that. I'm over at Google, and I'm asking it, how dangerous is raw milk? And I asked that when we talked about that one. Here it is. Is raw milk better for you? Look at this answer. Raw milk is healthier. Whoa, they actually said it. Pasteurized milk is accused of causing everything from allergies to heart disease to cancer. But back in the day, these diseases were rare. In fact, clean raw milk from grass-fed cows is chock full of healthy amino acids and beneficial enzymes and was once used as a cure. And that comes out of Huffington Post, a quote from Huffington Post. You know, you never know when somebody's going to try to tell a little bit of the truth. You know, I know that it's kind of strange coming from the Huffington Post, and I was surprised it wasn't an actual hit piece. What do you think, Doc?
You have to watch out because you can find 10 negatives and 10 positive on any subject you want. Just like with gluten, there are doctors out there that have jumped on the bandwagon and are telling everybody how bad it is. But they're also not studying the history and realizing, like Alan said, gluten was never a problem when anybody was growing up. And it's not some new disease we just figured out. It's processed grain and then things like Roundup and all the crap that have been sprayed on those farms, because the small farmer's just about been wiped out, and he did not treat his land and his food the way they do today. So you can get a critical negative or positive. It just depends on what you want to search for. You'll find it.
What's going on with the Bayer Monsanto lawsuit that came down from the groundskeeper over in Benicia, California? I know that was dealt with. They said that Monsanto did hide the fact that their research was showing that it causes cancer, and it's really not a great thing. I was kind of expecting the company that bought out Monsanto, that it's currently Bayer, to turn tail or, you know, grab some lawyer belts and, you know, get that whole thing overruled. But I heard that, you know, lots of lawsuits have been filed after that one. Doc, have you been following that at all?
Just a little. That guy won, and they're fighting him tooth and nail. So they've got the money and the power and the lawyers to make it a long, long fight. And the poor guy has got cancer, so he'll probably not be around long enough to see the end of this. I have a sad feeling.
But,
And they have the media also, so they can stand up in front of the whole nation, wave their arm and say, these are not the droids you're looking for. Move along now. And people will go, these are not the droids we're looking along for. Give me gluten. Give me all that good stuff. Give me Roundup. Yay. Unfortunately,
the
American public is that easy. Unfortunately, it is that easy for them.
But see, the thing is, they might have actually won a really good case, but they have plausible deniability in Benicia, California. Benicia, California is right on the edge of a town called Vallejo. And right across the river from Benicia, there's a refinery, and I forget who owns the refinery. And while I was living in Benicia 20 years ago, whatever, a couple times, and this happens all the time over there, where, you know, you get an alert, you know, like the emergency broadcast system, it comes through and says, stay in your houses. There's been a chemical release across the way in Vallejo from the plant. And I'm kind of going, okay, so now this guy sues Monsanto and turns into Bayer, and he says it causes cancer. He can prove that they knew that it had a potential to cause cancer. Well, I don't know what he proved in the court case, right? But it was amazing that it even got there. But now there's this deniability aspect of, I'd say anybody that lives in Benicia is at risk of numerous things just because where they live. It's also frustrating, but
things come to mind, Steve, like Love Canal. You know, that was a big thing, and then all of a sudden it was a super site, and you don't hear any more about all those people that died and all the ones that we didn't hear about that died from horrible diseases because they had houses that were built by a company on top of a toxic landfill.
Okay. Well, we'll move on after the break. Art, hang in there. We'll get you right coming out the, well, shoot. Republican Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back. Halfway there, folks. Sunday, September 16th, 2018. Hey, we're talking about raw milk, Monsanto, all sorts of other stuff. Going to be talking a little bit about the emergency broadcast system, the EBS, I believe it is, or the EAS, and the upcoming thing on the 20th, as well as the Boston fires. You guys hear about that? Big explosions. Anyways, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Art, are you there, Art?
Hey.
Hello, Art.
Hey, Steve. Hi, Doc. How's it going, guys?
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's afternoon here. you were talking about the raw milk thing, and the one thing, I grew up on raw milk. You know, I grew up on a little farm boy, you know, so, of course, we drank our own milk. And it was raw, and, well, I'm 55, and I'm still alive. But I also found out that goat's milk actually is much better because it is virtually, with a few tiny little exceptions, it's almost identical to mother's milk. So that makes it extremely healthy, and it's much better than cow's milk anyway. But one thing I found, and I've got video to actually prove everything I say, I'm a firm believer in practice what you preach, and if you talk about it, do it. And, you know, man was not created with a frying pan and a spatula. When man was created, there was no cooking. He ate everything raw. Well, if he ate everything raw, then apparently raw couldn't possibly be bad for you. Now, I grow in little allotments. My whole yard is just little allotments of crops growing just scattered with fruit trees and fruit bushes and vegetable plants all just scattered all throughout the yard. So when I'm out working, whatever, I get hungry, I just walk over, start picking stuff and eat it. And I'll tell you, folks, if you've never ate a raw eggplant, you don't know what you're missing. If you've never eaten raw beans, you have no idea what you're missing. See, the problem with cooking is cooking kills your nutrients. The heat kills the nutrients. Why are you killing the very thing that keeps you healthy?
You're not a full-time raw food guy. It's a... Are you? I never really realized that. You like steak, though.
Well,
am I wrong?
My meats I will cook, but I don't cook them all the way done. What I do is like, now hamburger meat, okay, that's ground up. You have a great risk of E. coli and such things with any kind of ground meat. So, yeah, you want to cook that all the way through. But a steak, a roast, anything like that? Oh, absolutely no. I sear the outside edges just to kill any bacteria that might be on the outside, and I that's it. That's it.
Yeah. And
when I go hunting, I kill a deer.
Like,
one of the first things I do is slice me off a chunk of meat and eat it raw.
There you go.
Yeah.
Done that myself. Yeah.
Oh, Bambi, you taste so good. Chop, chop, chop.
About 90% of my diet is vegetable, fruits, things like this. So 90% of my diet is raw, uncooked vegetation. I'll walk out across my yard and I'll pick plantain. Plantain's a weed, grows everywhere. I don't think there's any place in the United States except maybe the desert where you don't find plantain growing in your yard if you let it grow. And plantain, it doesn't have every single vitamin and nutrient in it, but all of the essentials that keep you good and healthy are all in plantain.
I don't see a lot of plantains being grown here around Texas or in California. They didn't grow a lot of plantains. That seemed to be something that I never even bumped into until I went to the Dominican Republic. And now I know what a plantain is. It's like a big banana that doesn't taste like a banana.
No. Plantain. I'm talking about a weed. It's a leafy green that grows on the ground. You have a narrow leaf and a broad leaf, and both of them, they're absolutely delicious. Taste a lot like spinach. Lamb's quarters grows wild all over the place. Lamb's quarters, it's delicious. It's a wild weed. It grows almost anywhere where you know, wild vegetation can grow healthy, and it tastes a lot like spinach, loaded with nutrients. Ground cherries grow all over the place, and they're related to a tomato. Absolutely delicious. People do not understand. You got fruit everywhere. Why do we have hungry people in this world? I don't get it.
It comes back to the earlier conversation we were having about what we're used to, the staples in life, and why raw cow milk, right? You know, that's not natural. I mean, it has a lot of good stuff, and I guess if you have cows around, then it's good. Corn, if you were going to plant one vegetable to keep you alive, it probably wouldn't be corn, right? You know, it's going to be a lot of other things, right, Art?
Yeah. I don't grow corn at all. You'll never see me growing corn. And the reason I don't grow corn is
water, space. Go ahead. Sorry. I kept talking.
I don't grow corn, ever. You'll never see corn growing anywhere on my property. Now, granted, it's not my property yet. We're still probating the will, but it's all going to be mine. But you'll never see corn growing. And why do I not grow corn? Because our bodies really do not digest corn very well. It will digest it to a point, but not very well. So why would I want to eat something that my body really can't use? It's like feeding corn to cows. Cows are not supposed to be eating corn. At all.
You take that corn and mash it and strip all the sugars out of it, and From what I understand, it's much healthier because that's the way that they could figure out the moonshiners, because they had the biggest, fattest hogs because they fed the leftover mash to their hogs after they'd sucked all the sugars out of it.
Yep. Now, if you grind it down, it's okay. If you grind corn down, like for cornmeal or grits or something like that, fine. But eating whole kernel corn, our bodies can't break that down very well. But with corn, the problem with cows is corn introduces a bacteria into a cow's digestive system that he can't deal with. This is why they have to constantly inject cows with these subclinical antibiotics, which is mandated by Codex Alimentarius, that all food animals raised for food be injected with these subclinical antibiotics. And the reason is because they're feeding these animals foods that they're not supposed to be eating. Cows are not supposed to eat corn. They're supposed to eat grains like wheat and rye and things like that. They're not supposed to eat. Cows are not seed eaters. They're grain eaters. And if you're feeding them this stuff that gives them introduces this bacteria into their system, making them sick, well, you got to give them these antibiotics to keep them from dying from this disease that's going to kill them. And then you wonder why you got this crazy, weird meat that doesn't even look like meat anymore. I remember when I was young, raw meat had this beautiful...
It doesn't taste like meat either. It doesn't taste like meat either anymore.
Right. It's crazy. Hey, we got to move on. Art, thanks for your call. Sorry, we're a little bit pushed on time right now. We've got another caller, and I want to get to him. And then we'll catch you next week, though. Really appreciate you calling in. Am I still here? I don't know. Can you hear me, Alan? Doc?
Yeah. I guess we lost Art. I don't know. Or I pissed him off and I broke in on him.
Yeah, I know. I kind of snuck right in there. Well, we have Wayne in Texas. I want to bring him on board before we run out of time. Hey, Wayne, are you still there?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
It's going pretty decent, I think. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey,
good afternoon.
Haven't caught your show before, but I think you guys are covering some pretty good subjects. And I think with what's happening with our food supplies, it's a slow kill effort among the establishment to weed out the herd here. And then along the way, the medical establishment can make a ton of money on all the various diseases that have been created, like with heart-related, diabetes, some of the intestinal arthritis. So it's definitely a planned type event as far as I'm concerned. And when you look what's happening, a couple articles I've read not too far long ago was some of these seeds, the genetically modified seeds especially, there's some that are formulated to have the stomach explode on an insect that eats it while it's, growing. If you can imagine, that kind of stuff happening in your own intestinal area, there's no wonder why there's a lot of these related diseases to our, to the intestines we have. And that's a big issue. And then another one I just came across, there's a chemical called azodicarbonamide. And what it is, this is a compound used in yoga mats, in soles of tennis shoes. And it's designed to help the flexibility effort, part of it.
Right?
Huh?
And Subway sandwiches?
Yeah, exactly. Subway, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, they're all using this compound.
Yeah, it keeps that bun looking like the picture on the menu that you order from. Yeah, it keeps it looking like that instead of some squash little splat thing that they, like most of them used to be.
Yeah, it's so soft and fluffy and everything. You pick it up, and so you just pretend you're chewing on a yoga mat, for that matter. One other thing, too, I found in the past that a lot of these fast foods now have a chemical that tricks your brain into thinking you're not full when you're done eating. So that's what's helped the supersize industry, too, that in these certain hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, again, you eat a regular meal, and then, again, with this chemical in there, I forget the name of it, but it's tricking a lot of people into thinking that they need more. So the next time they order, it's supersize, for that matter.
Aspartame
is this kind of problem. Sorry. Is this intentional? Is this just because of greed, that they're doing these kind of things? Or is there a bigger plan? Because, you got the Georgia Guidestones, and they say, reduce the population, this and that, whatever. You know, Ross Perot talked about the great sucking sound once NAFTA came into play and how, you know, all these jobs are going to go everywhere and they're going to be left with all these people. So now we have to downsize the corporate United States of America, which means people got to go away, right, Wayne? I mean, in their eyes, I don't want anybody to go away. I don't want to make anybody sick. I just wonder if this is intentional, the intentional poisoning.
They're getting it down pretty good. They don't quite have it perfect yet, but you know, you can't ascribe it to any one source. It's just all of these new diseases popping up, and everyone's dying, everyone's getting fat, everyone's unhealthy. Yeah, and everyone makes money down the way. You know, these doctors and all these people, they're invested in the medical supplies industries and yada 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 all the way down the line.
Well, I feel the same way, guys. Yeah, I feel the same way, and I find it very interesting that Subway has this compound I mentioned in the United States, but not in the UK or Europe in general. It's just here, which is very, very weird, you know, for that matter. And when you look at the young population, too, a lot of it's fat, unhealthy. You can just see what their diets have been for many years now. You know, the McDonald's, going to some of these other trendy places where it's nothing but chemically induced French fries, hamburgers, and all that. So there's no doubt that you know, there are powers that want to have a population of very pliable, dumbed down, fat, sloppy people with no energy.
Keep them sick, keep them dependent on the medical system, and you've got much more pliable, controllable population. Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, one other quick thing, guys, before I go. With a lot of the issues we all come across, I think it's important to have more discussions about who we're actually dealing with this administrative state. You talk about these code enforcers and some of these other folks that come out and, you know, try to really mess, you know, with people trying to run a business and all that. And I think it's so important to understand that when, you know, there's stuff that's called legal and there's lawful. When you get into the lawful side, that's your constitutional positive law with certain rights were guaranteed. But this legal stuff, you know, when something's legal, that means they are operating under the UCC. They're using this color of law, codes and regulations. And there's ways to fight back. We just shouldn't, I don't want people to conflate the two, like thinking a code is a law. A code is not a law. It's just something that you have to be contracted into with either a city, a county. You either have to work for them or be contracted to them to have that to have effect, in my estimation. Have you guys caught it?
I just don't know how to.
Legal and lawful. Lawful is what is right and what is presented to us as the system that we're under. Legal is what we really run under. Whether you want to believe that, I'm of the belief that the Constitution has been out of play for quite a while. So all these people screaming constitutional this, constitutional that. It's not really in play in the system that they've got us under. They've through deception, as the Mossad says, through deception we will wage war. Through deception, they've got us all under contract. You know, we've signed our driver's license. We've signed this. We've signed that. You know, you signed for, you know, your power agreement to get your, you know, your electricity. Everything you sign is a contract. And do any of us read all the little tiny fine print and all of that? It's like signing up, you know, for Google. You know, it's like, let us, you know, we'll let you use it if you let us see all of your photos and all of your emails and all of your have access to all your data, and people just sign it
and
away.
That's all legal mumbo jumbo, right? You know, but yeah. So, and I know you can do. There are some maneuvers you can make in the UCC legal system. You know, and they'll work a lot of times, and sometimes they won't. Just depends where you go. And I don't know. That's a whole different subject, Wayne. We get all sideways. I'd love to have that conversation with you. You know, maybe we'll Alan, we've talked about doing this. Let's make it a point to go down that route.
So, give it a shot, yeah.
But hey, yeah. Hey,
when
thanks
you,
for
when
your
you
call,
sat in
Wayne.
The courtroom and heard the judge say himself that this is a statutory court, I mean, you know what? I mean, the statutory is we make it up as we go along. We're playing Clue today, not Monopoly. Nah, 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 nah. I mean,
exactly. And the biggest thing is, one thing is that when people hear democracy, that is a corporate form of government, and that's on that, that de facto color of law side. A republic is where your rights are, and I think people have got to stop using the term democracy, you know, to describe what we that's what we're in now, but we should be a republic, and people have got to understand the difference there. When these politicians
infuriates me every time I hear that term.
Yeah, they're calling us a bunch of stooges. They can't, you know, think for ourselves, and that really we need to be out here just being led around by a bunch of knuckleheads that, you know, again, any politician uses the word term democracy, turn it off, man. These guys are idiots.
Follow the other lemmings off the cliff. If 51% of them say we're running off the cliff, you go along with them. Otherwise, you go to jail. Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you. Let me just check the board, make sure I don't got anybody hanging out there. Yeah, Wayne was the last to think. That's really good timing. We still have a few seconds left to talk about a couple things. Emergency broadcasting system, there is a test coming up this Thursday. Don't think that you got to be aware of too much stuff because it's a presidential emergency broadcast test or emergency alert system test thingy. And so El Presidente is going to get up there, and I'm hearing the music. Man, okay. Hang on. We'll be right back. We got a few minutes after the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. It's all done, folks. This is the last little segment today, Sunday, September 16th, 2018. One story that I have left, I'll let Alan introduce the story. He brought it to my attention. It's all the explosions happening in Boston, actually in the Andover area. Boom, boom, all sorts of stuff. Since Friday night, have you heard a lot about that? I heard crickets until Alan called me, I think it was yesterday, and told me midday. Alan, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, I mean, just from what I saw, it's they said that houses were blowing up and that they had mandatorily evacuated two or three neighborhoods, something like that. I don't know how many thousands of people. And they were saying, hey, if you smell gas, you know, get out, run. And supposedly it's overpressurization of old lines. But I don't know. You said that you saw that it was the actual, I guess, feeder lines that were blowing out and blowing up. In mass and a bunch of them like this at one time?
Well, they're right now, from what I can pitch together, there are thousands of people. I think the number was 8,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. On Friday night, they declared a state of emergency because, well, there was a bunch of explosions in and out of houses. There's about one article here on The Guardian from the 13th of September claims that there were more than 20 homes have burned down. And, I mean, it's a huge story. And it comes down to the whole point was there was Columbia Gas on Friday afternoon put out a press release stating that it was going to be changing out the old gas pipe system in the Andover area. And then subsequently, during the evening, the houses started blowing up. So they're thinking it's overpressurization, but there's a lot of finger pointing going towards this Columbia Gas. Governor Charles Baker, I guess it is, declared a state of emergency and actually put another gas company, Eversource Energy, in place to manage what was going on for the lack. They couldn't get anything from Columbia Gas. They weren't telling what was going on. There's thousands of people displaced and nobody's talking. So what we've got is a hurricane bearing down in South Carolina, North Carolina. And meanwhile, up there in Boston, it's going boom, boom, boom. Ask about smart meters. Is it coming from the pipeline itself? Is it a defective smart meter? It's a good question. Doing a few searches on smart meters and the Andover area, I did find out that back in January, they started trying to hire installers for the Andover and the rest of the Boston area, which would probably mean that's in play. You know, how much is in play? I don't know, because what does it matter if it's a smart meter? Can you imagine if all these smart meters started screwing up at the same time in a whole neighborhood
intentionally? If they can regulate the individual gas pressure to the service, to the house itself, if they can push that pressure, that would blow lines in the house, you know, and the main lines, you know, wouldn't be going off. And Steve, something about your EAS system that just got my skin crawling, your EAS alert. I remember Stephen King did a book called Cell, and you told me that they made a miniseries out of it. Yeah, that kind of concerns me.
They're coming out, folks. Just think about it, folks. That Boston story is very important. Please look into it. I haven't heard anybody talking about it on RBN yet. Maybe I just haven't heard it. Until next week, guys, Republic of Texas Radio. Love y'all.
Attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.